I want to thank you all for being a congregation that takes the word of Jesus seriously and acts upon them. I'm grateful for the reception you give to strangers, open and welcoming. I appreciate that you are a congregation that you serve Tigard community with food, the food share pantry. I applaud the outreach of the church that reaches out to Kenya partners to further the work of God throughout the world. I'm thankful for the people who make coffee and set out scones, those who lead worship, those who lead music, those who do the sounds and the slide service, those who travel long distances to be with us. I revel in the opportunity you give me to bring a message now and then. I think today is the Compass meeting. I want to thank the leadership of the church, the elders, for the work they have done in preparing and for guiding and planning for the next year. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 through, I believe it's 8. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and all knowledge, God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly await for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father, open our hearts, open our eyes. We are thankful to you for the grace you have given us, for how knowing you has enriched our lives. We are thankful now and going forward for the many graces and gifts you give us, for the fact that we can be in a relationship with you and know you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Think about what Paul is doing in these verses. What do you remember about the Corinthians? Paul is speaking to a church that is full of divisions, a church that is tolerating sexual sin, a church hating one another in the observance of the Lord's Supper, a church that had turned the spiritual gifts, which is evidence of God's grace, and therefore a gift that should promote humility, and instead they were turning these gifts into a means of boasting. These are the people Paul is thankful for. It's not that Paul is gritting his teeth and going to make these people toe the line. It's that Paul truly loved these people, that he was thankful for them, for their evidence of God in their midst. And he prefaced his letter with the fact that, I am really thankful for you. There are things we can do better, but I am truly thankful for you. Paul does not consider them a burden or a cross. They are a source of gratitude for Paul. From Paul, we can learn to be thankful in our daily life, in our relationships, recognizing the grace of God and others, responding to with gratitude and then thankfulness. And this will lead us to a fuller life. Gratitude should be our first response to God's grace in our life. Paul responds to the problems he would have to deal with at the church in Corinth as a way to see God's grace and give thanks for God's work among them. In his grace, God is willing to forgive us, despite the fact that we fall short of living righteously. Our response to God's grace is gratitude and love. When grace is given, it is an invitation to a relationship, an opening for connection. Others have said this better than I can. I will quote from Mark Marikos. If you read about him, he's gone through rather trying times. His wife died of brain cancer. Yet he can write these words. Grace can be defined as the undeserved gift that which is given, not because of any attitude of the receiver, rather out of the pure joy of the giver. It is an invitation into deeper relationship with the giver. Gratitude is the response wherein the receiver enters into joy of the giver, receiving the unmerited gift with the same joy with which it was given. Gratitude is the choice to accept the invitation into deeper relationship. Both grace and gratitude are expressions of love. Grace, the initiation, and gratitude, the response. Together, they knit the giver and the receiver together in love because of the shared joy. As grace is given and received, gratitude should then lead to thanksgiving. As one rapper, I was amazed to find out this is a rapper, said, "Everything we do should result in result of our gratitude for what God has done for us. To reach the point of thanksgiving, we need to do three things. First, we need to recognize God's grace given to us, and grace given to us by others. In one of the darkest times of my life, when the knot of pain in my soul and mind and body was overwhelming, when I could not refocus on life, but was overwhelmed by grief over the death of my youngest son, God reached out to me with grace and gave me comforters, grocery store clerks, people I barely knew, friends, family, they comforted me. The recognition of God's grace in sending those people to me was the beginning of recovery and gratitude. The second step after seeing God's grace is to tell of the grace of God. You can hold God's grace in and not tell others what God has done for you. Well, I should say you can try. God's grace and other people's grace to us usually does not leave us silent. We express our gratitude. The third step after expressing our gratitude is to give thanks. To use the experience of God's grace and our experience of it to express praise thankfully. Here, thanksgiving is broader than the original incident. It is giving thanks that you have received grace and hope the experience of grace in the future. Thankfulness is looking back and forward. One of the major categories of the Psalms are those of thankfulness. My favorite psalm is Psalm 100. I won't sing the song for you. I'm sorry, you would not be thankful. Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. We need to practice gratitude. It doesn't come naturally to us. As G.K. Chesterton once noted, when it comes to life, the critical thing is whether you take things for granted or take them with gratitude. It's interesting how we have to be intentional about practicing grace and gratitude, but stress, busyness, frustration are second nature to us. To practice gratitude, we first need to recognize the grace of God in our daily lives. More than one commentator expressed the idea that we start our day with thanksgiving for another day of life, even while we have not gotten out of bed. A friend of ours taught their children the I Spy God game, where they would encourage their children to point out grace and blessings of God as they traveled. In practice, gratitude focuses on what we see of God in our daily lives. A surprise rain shower, a beautiful flower, a nap at an early hour. Wherever you look for God's sightings and be grateful for the grace that he's given you. Then we need to, after we see and express our gratitude and thanksgiving towards others, not just in the events of life, but also in the people that God brings our ways. Paul often starts his letters with messages of gratitude for the recipients. I'm going to go through the list. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. I always thank God for you because of the grace given you in Christ Jesus. For this reason, ever since I've heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all of God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I thank my God every time I remember you. We always thank God for the Father, God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. Who are the people in your life that you are grateful for? Have you thanked them? When in a difficult point in a relationship, have you stopped to be thankful for that person? Not only with the people, but in the circumstances of our life, we should be grateful. As John Milton, the poet, put it, gratitude bestows reverence, changes forever how we experience life and the world. Paul again expresses this idea that no matter our circumstances, we can give thanks. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of Jesus Christ, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you are called to peace and to be thankful, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God the Father through him. We know that Paul lived that way. We have from the book of Acts and Paul's own writings the fact that he was thankful while in prison. That he was thankful while shipwrecked. That he was thankful while under persecution. Because he practiced thanksgiving all the time. When the bad times came, the habit persisted. Express gratitude for circumstances so that when the circumstances change, your attitude of gratitude does not. When the lights went off a couple weeks ago in our new apartment, I became grateful for all those workers at PGE. Relationships with the Corinthians could not have been an overwhelming burden for Paul. Yet he was able to see God's grace and work in them, for he started his letter expressing his thankfulness to them. In daily life, in relationships, we need to recognize God's grace and the grace others give us and respond with gratitude and thankfulness. And that'll lead to a fuller, happier life. As we enter a time of open worship, I'd like to just give you three quick queries. What are you grateful to God for today? Who are you grateful to God for today? When have you been able to be thankful in a difficult relationship or situation?